This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hey, witches. If you are enjoying Waking Up the Witch, then you're definitely going to want to check out my magical shop, Moonbees Wellness, in Medford, Oregon. We have a curated collection of crystals, incense, sage, witchy books, tarot, oracle, and so much magic made locally here in the Rogue Valley. Whether you're just beginning your witchy path or you've been on this journey for quite a while, we have so many items to support where you are in your journey. And we ship anywhere in the U.S., so no need to be local. But Moonbees is more than just a shop. We are also a sacred space and supportive to your healing journey. I'm a Reiki master, and I also offer a lot of intuitive sessions, including past life readings and past life regression sessions. And all of this can be done virtually online, so I can help you no matter where you're at. Come visit us in Southern Oregon or follow Moonbees Wellness on Instagram and Moonbees_Medford on TikTok. And remember, magic's this way.
This episode of Waking Up the Witch is brought to you by Taylor Pickett Styles. I'm Taylor Pickett, and I am an intuitive hairstylist in Southern Oregon. I offer in-person services as well as online tutorials on how to care for your curly hair, how to properly shampoo your hair. If you're a hairstylist, I offer lots of education and one-on-one consulting on how to build your clientele and take care of your clients. If you're interested in any of these services, please reach out to me. There will be a link in the bio. I also offer organic hair care from InnerSense Organic Beauty, and you can also buy that online through me. Link in the bio and also on my Instagram page, Taylor Pickett Styles. I also have a TikTok page if you're into just talking a little bit more deeply about things, going into deeper dives about hair care, self-love, and self-worth. My TikTok handle is Southern Oregon Curl. And don't forget, tame nothing, nourish everything. Enjoy this episode. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Amber.
And this is
Waking Up the Witch. We're your neighborhood witches. Each week, we talk about all things witchy and connect with other humans in a storytelling format about navigating life on this floating rock.
We're two curious ladies trying to understand the human experience. But while we do that, we think it's important to honor the people that lived here before us and honor the cultures and traditions that we're being inspired by.
This podcast is about waking up the witch, which means we are learning and growing every day. That being said, we are always open to feedback on how we can do better.
The views and opinions of our guests don't necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Waking Up the Witch. Now, let's go, ghouls! Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to have this outfit on for like 5 videos.
So our original intro to this episode, something was messed up with it. So we are like 2 weeks in the future of hanging out with Barbara.
We loved it.
It was such a good episode. It was so fun. I have a question for you. Because at the end, we did a little like trick for our intuition. Did you notice if anything came through with
yours? The orange? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Cool.
What about you?
Yes, there was. I ended up sending it to you, but there was a video that I was scrolling at. This like funny girl, I forget her handle, but she always does silly videos. And then she was like, here's a pickle to brighten your day or whatever. Whoa. And I like sent it to you. I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
I
was waiting for my pickle.
I was just reading Goldie a book and it was like orange. And then I don't know, she's a baby, so everything's like, that's orange. I mean, so it was fun. Like, not, it's hard when you pick something so basic, but.
Well, yeah. You didn't pick it. It came to you. So first you got your message.
Yeah. I don't know who, but.
It was great. Yeah, this episode's so fun. She's an incredible medium, and it was really fun to, like, hear her journey and her life story and, like, how she lived one whole life.
Yeah, that was
and
my
then,
favorite.
Like, you know, in her later years decided to connect to this part of herself. And yeah, she's a baddie, very inspiring.
And now I'm gonna send my mom through Amber's psychic development course, so maybe she'll be a Barbara.
Yeah, totally. Your mom could totally be a Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
she's
wait
got it
to
in
watch her develop. I'm excited. So thanks for listening to Waking Up the Witch.
Go to patreon.com.
That was really loud.
Go to patreon.com/wakingupthewitch and come hang out with us. We have so much good stuff. We just got off Patreon. We did like a little game where we asked each other fun questions and we're drinking wine and it's really cute.
Yeah,
we love it. And
fun.
You can find some free shit.
Yeah, definitely go there and just follow us and
fondle
it.
Okay, we have to go. This isn't going to get better.
Okay.
Bye. Enjoy.
So go ahead and ground your feet. Close your eyes if that feels safe. And let's take 3 deep breaths in together, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Another deep inhale. Fully letting go. Arriving to this moment. One more big, deep inhale. And release. Like to call in our guides, our ancestors, and our higher selves to help hold and create a loving container for us today with our guest and any listeners who happen to find this episode in the future. I'm just asking that we be held in love and protection and allow for what is meant to come through to come through. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hello, right. Hello. Please introduce yourself.
I am Barbara Banner, a psychic evidential trance medium.
What does that mean?
That means that I have psychic abilities and I do evidential readings, which are for to show that the person, the spirit that this client is looking for is still has their consciousness, even though they don't have their body.
Mm-hmm.
And we prove that with giving them evidence that that people wouldn't know unless they're talking to them.
Amazing.
And I also do trance at the end of some sessions where I just go into like an altered state and just let spirit talk, some words of wisdom that the client needs to hear or that spirit feels they need to hear. And I don't usually remember what I've said.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Channeling.
Yeah. When your head gets involved in this, nothing good can happen. Okay.
Right.
We want to keep it as far away as possible.
Beautiful. So we'd love to hear a little bit about you starting all the way from the beginning, kind of like what was your childhood like and how did you become who you are today? How did you find your gifts?
Okay. Well, I was not one of those babies that saw orbs in my crib. I don't remember any kind of woo-woo juju until maybe like 11, 12. And then I just felt like I had a lot of intuition and I knew some things psychically. And I, you know, in middle school, I told my friends, I think I'm a witch. I didn't even know what a medium was. Okay.
And this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
The only way I could express how I felt. And from then on, I got very interested in paranormal things. If it was on TV, I'd be watching it. I listened to the psychic shows with like Sylvia Brown before your time.
Same.
And I found some books that I had bought like on Sylvia Brown and things. So I was really interested in it. It was just fascinating to me. And I guess that's why I'm doing it now. So around, I had one experience that was a little freaky. In my 20s, I had a visitation from my grandmother who had passed. And it wasn't this, you know, light thing, let's have a cup of tea, grandma. It was like her laying over me. There was some space between it. And I felt I felt pressure, you know, I felt it was a little foreboding. It was not a dream. It was real. Mm-hmm. And that sort of spooked me a little. But that's the only time I really had a visitation. And I know that whatever it was, my grandmother had the juju, which I did not find out for much later. And then I was always like wanting to do volunteer work. My job was a advertising and marketing copywriter, and I was, you know, one of the tops in my field in Los Angeles, and I loved it. It was wonderful. But I always liked to do some volunteer work. So for 35 years, I sort of went between three different organizations. And the first one was, it was a hotline for women in crisis. And I was there 14 years and I had lots of training from therapists and people with, you know, someone for suicide, someone for this, someone for that, homelessness. It was wonderful and gave me so much better perspective in my own life on how I answered, you know, how I talked to my friends even. Sometimes they say, stop shrinking me and just talk to me like a friend, not like like I'm on the hotline. I said, okay.
That would be hard to kind of separate, I'm sure, doing it for so long.
Yeah, but, I could see that I was talking like I was on the hotline sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, and then I've been on at the emergency room at Cedars-Sinai Hospital for about 15 years. And that was good for my adrenaline addiction. So I really enjoy being there and it's always crazy things happening and a lot of action. And then the last one, which people say, why did you do that? What made you sign up for that? It was the city's crisis response team. So when there was an incident where there was a dead physical body on the scene and the police were there, And it didn't have to be a murder or, you know, it was a lot of different things. The family would be notified and they would come to the scene or they'd come home or whatever. And the police were busy with the coroner and they were measuring and taking, you know, they did what they had to do. So they didn't really have time to sit with the family and try to just support them on the worst couple of hours of their life. So that's what we did. And we had so much training at the police academy and in every aspect of death. So lots of suicide and traffic accident and natural death, everything. So that was really amazing information for someone. And my friends would say, why are you doing that? I mean, who wants to go on a scene and, you know, and do that?
Right, that's hard.
I just said, I do it because I can.
Mm-hmm.
And only after I started going toward, I'll get to how I knew they were calling me, but I realized that I was divinely guided to these three volunteer positions to get the background that I needed to be a medium, because it doesn't even make any sense. So I just was interested, and it worked out well.
Just following the path.
Following the path, not knowing, I was like blinded. I did not know where I was going. And if you would have told me in my 20s, today, I'd be talking to dead people.
Yeah.
I would have said, okay, you know, just, you know, just get rid of the LSD because that's just right now. I didn't really realize that I was just like a little robot, just doing what came into my lap.
Wow. So
it was very interesting.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. What a cool life, and just to like honor that call and to be of service in that way, because those are really, really important jobs. And as you're saying, like, because I can, like, truly not everyone can do that or handle that. Like, that is a lot of heaviness. And thank you for your service.
Compartmentalize it, you know, just okay, this is what's happening there. That is not my life, and I can handle it. Just don't let the emotions come in. Just do what you need to do to help. So I did good. And that one was, you know, I was on call, so I'd get a call at 3 a.m. and say, go to county hospital, and the family's there, and the girl's not going to make it, kind of thing. So it would be all different times that they needed us.
Were you married during these times, or have children? Were you single?
I was married. Mm-hmm. Well, I was married during these times, definitely. I've had a few husbands, so I'm not sure which one was which. I definitely was married and had a child. And it's been really nice that she has, she's got some juju too. She's an empath.
Of course she does.
How old is your daughter?
Right now she's 28.
Okay.
You know, in the beginning when I had to tell her what I was doing, she was not amused and thought it was crazy.
Weird mom.
And I didn't really discuss it with her. But let me tell you how this all happened, because it's pretty crazy. I had like retired from advertising because it had changed so much. When I was doing it, we were called copywriters. You know, we wrote copy for commercials and everything else. And then all of a sudden, social media, and they changed the name to content creator. I figured they're telling me get out of Dodge, lady, because they're not even your title isn't even there anymore. They've moved on. So yeah. I did that. I was doing some commercials and I had to, this was right at the pandemic when we had to start, mm-hmm. we didn't have to go in for an audition and it was just for fun. And I had to send in an audition tape and I looked at the tape before I clicked send and there were orbs flying all over it.
Wow.
Crazy. And I,
oh my God, what is going on? And I thought, that's crazy. And then there were things flying off the shelf.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Like, clock, pictures in the living room on the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
My mother. Picture. She threw herself off and broke the glass. And I had nothing to do with that. Okay. I did not wish that on anything. That was, and just things were crazy. I have ceiling fans in a den and in our bedroom and they have lights in them. And one day I'm in there and the fan goes on its own. It does that a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
Light was flashing and I screamed for my husband. I said, get in here right now. He said, no, you get in here right now. It's going on in the... Now, what's interesting is the ceiling fan light in the bedroom didn't have a light bulb in it. I had taken it out a couple of weeks prior to put into another fixture. So I said, the spirit is calling me. I mean, I believed that all the hang-up calls on my business line were my father for some reason. And, you know, you can do star 69 or whatever, and it'll dial that number again. Well, every time I did, it was like, there is no such number. Okay.
Wow.
Crazy.
So I knew there were things, but I wasn't aware of what was going on. So I said, I better answer them, okay? Because if they can do all this mischief, I don't want them messing with me. So I'm going to do something. So I signed up for Suzanne Giesemann's soul to soul communication class. And I don't think my husband would have been ready for me to tell him that, you know, I'm going to do woo woo class kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, it's a communication class. You know, I'm an advocate. Communicate. He goes, okay, sure. And it's like I had never even meditated before. I mean, I was a rookie. And the first time I meditated, I couldn't believe how wonderful and, you know, peaceful it was. And it was just like floating. And the first time I practiced, she gave us like a way to connect, you know, try to connect with spirit. The first time I practiced, I locked myself in my closet, turned off the lights. I didn't even want my husband to know what I was doing. And I'm meditating, and all of a sudden, I see like a wall and my father looking over it with some other relatives.
Chills.
Like, look what she's doing. You know, we'll be able to talk to her soon. Look.
Yeah.
And I said, well, this is really freaking easy. You know, this is easy. So let's just say within 7 months, I had a list
Your
of
light was
students
on.
Around the world that, you know, wanted to exchange readings with me. And they said, you should just hang a shingle. So I did. And I gave a lot of donated readings. And and so it went really fast. And several of the mediums that we exchanged with, they also did trance. And they all said, you've been doing this for centuries. Why do you think this is coming to you so quickly? It's like
chills.
I just entered the place running.
Yeah.
It's like Suzanne Giesman would say, you know, everyone can learn how to play the piano, but not everyone's going to be a Mozart.
Oh, yeah.
So like if you see a little guy 4 years old, he goes to the piano, he's just knocking around and someone hums something and all of a sudden he's playing that.
Uh-huh.
Could have been Mozart, you know, or somebody else. This was not his first rodeo learning the piano.
Right.
So these kind of things do drip down a little. Now, at some point I thought, well, I can't keep doing this behind my husband's back.
You still haven't told him.
we're so cool. And I said, you know, I got this. And so I said, look, I've been doing this. You don't have to be involved. I know it's not in your ballywick to understand any of this, but you have a choice. I can either keep all of this to myself or I can share it with you and you can be as amazed as I am and have some fun. He goes, I'm in.
But
whenever we went somewhere, he said, don't tell anybody you're a medium. Okay. He was still embarrassed. Oh my God.
Now you're on a podcast.
Exactly. Like 5 years ago. So now he's all in.
So about how old were you when you started all this journey
of like starting the class and getting all this? I was in my 60s.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Crazy to go like your whole life up to that point without doing that and then all of a sudden tapping in. I love talking to people who have like lived one full life and then you have like a whole other life later. After
I
that,
can do this till I'm 100.
I love it.
This is like, I'm so excited. I have something to do, and it doesn't take any physical exercise. I don't have to like do 10 jumping jacks. I can sit in a chair and do this. So,
yeah, I think people just in their 30s feel like behind sometimes, or like they haven't found their calling. And it's like, you can find it at any point, and it might
absolutely
be later.
Yeah.
I loved what I did in Africa. I loved it. I couldn't believe I was getting paid to do these fun things and write commercials. And I just heard on some podcast from some guru or something, in life, you want to do something that you're passionate about. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to be stuck in a job where you're just like, oh, do I have to go today? Mm-hmm. You want to find something to do that you excite you and that you feel like you're meant to do. But there doesn't have to be just one in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do it until it doesn't excite you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you go find something else that does. So I had my first thing and that was a long run, you know, like 30 years. And now I have this. And I can't believe I'm so grateful for everything that I get to do. It's
amazing.
It is a joy. And I love helping people as well and making them laugh and realize that even though they're in grief and they miss their loved one so much, that's what the loved one wants for you. They want you to be happy and full of joy and not sit and grieve them, but celebrate the love that you have for them, because there's nothing higher to raise your vibration than love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mix those up, it can lift you up.
Absolutely.
When you can't change a situation, sometimes you have to change the way you look at it. And
100%.
Nothing's going to make up for the hug that you used to give your kid.
Right.
Or spooning with your husband, you know, in bed. There's nothing going to make that up, but you can find peace and that's what they want. They want you to have. So to honor them try. I tell people, watch, you know, get the family together, watch a movie that your son loved and laugh with him. He'll be there. He's there. They're always around him. I'm just very fortunate. I had to tell my mother. I decided, okay, I better tell her what I'm doing. And I thought, you know, she was old. I thought that, okay, this could push her over the edge, which is what I'm doing anyway. I said, Mom, I got to tell you something. Said, during the pandemic, I became a medium and I've been talking to Dad and I didn't know how you'd take it. She said, your grandmother used to drag me around to fortune tellers and tarot and tea leaf readers from Russia, because she was Russian, psychics. She had her own woo-woo too, I'll tell you. She used to have people line up and want to get her get her input on things. She was very intuitive. So I said, Mom, you're 104. When were you going to tell me? People didn't talk about it then.
Right.
You know, it's just now becoming okay. You know, you're not crazy. Everybody in 2025 was the year that the universe was really starting to open this all up. And this year is going to be even more.
Oh, I can't wait.
And in 2027, when there's like, you know, blue people walking down the street, everyone's going to say, oh, it's okay. Anyway, you know, 200 years ago, they were burning us at the stake for saying, I think I'm a witch. Okay, that's it for me.
That's why we talked about this podcast. What we do is it's like we weren't allowed to openly or publicly even say that word. And so it's like our badge of feminism almost is like being able to openly call yourself a witch.
It's a reclamation of the word and being able to make new meaning of it too, because witch is so much more broad than how it was used in the past.
Yeah,
too.
It doesn't just mean you're a medium. It's a herbalist and a midwife and a woman that owns land.
It's like a mother.
Exactly. So people are much more free now to say what they do. Mm-hmm. And there are so many everything out there now. It used to be you'd never know. Now there's a psychic eye shop on every fifth corner. It's and crystals and this and that. It's like it's everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
I would love to hear some of your favorite sessions that you've had with people.
Yeah.
I have lots of different things that were very, very interesting. So one of the things that I always tell my clients is your loved ones are always around you. Even if you can't feel them, they're around you. Well, I had this woman who lost her husband, and she comes to me every year, and she tests me. And mediums don't like to be tested like that.
Oh, yeah.
I really, you know, adored her. Anyway, this last time, she said, I don't feel him around me. I haven't felt him for 6 months. She said, he might have another girlfriend. She was really upset. She was really depressed and upset, and she had health problems. And she said, if he's really here, he can tell you what TV show I watched over the pandemic. Now what? There were like a million TV shows.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I don't know how I'm going to pull this out of my rabbit hat or whatever. Anyway, the husband said it was Outlander. So I said that to her. She goes, it was. She goes, you don't know how much better I feel to know that he really is here, even if I don't feel him. So, and every year she'd pull one of those things on me, which were like crazy.
I love it.
The first time she did it, I get as excited and surprised when something like that comes out as well.
Exactly.
I don't I don't take it for granted that I'm gonna get that. And I do tell people, because it's the truth, spirit gives you what you need to know at the time, not always what you want to know.
Well, that's what I was thinking about your tarot cards that you said didn't work. I'm like, maybe
it worked.
Okay. Maybe it was what you needed to hear and you just didn't want to hear it.
Well, you know, I don't think I did my intention or
okay.
something.
Uh-huh.
I think it's, you can't
this
blame the,
no
you know, the car. You got to blame the driver. Okay. So I was a bad driver, let's just say. It'll be interesting to see what you pick up today.
Definitely.
So I'm
yeah.
asking some questions for you. Some other really interesting things. It's very hard for me to read somebody who is a total non-believer.
Right.
That when you open the Zoom, it's show me.
Yeah.
And they keep testing you with everything. I mean, I had someone ask, what were we wearing 3 days before my husband died? What color are my pajamas that I wore last night? What was my nickname when I was two? That's not what we're here for.
Right.
I mean, this is serious stuff. And if you don't believe, maybe you're not ready.
Exactly.
Maybe you're not ready.
When those walls will literally be up where you're not going to receive information because they've already built the wall. You can't see anything.
So everything I said, this woman would say, too broad. You could have got that in the newspaper. No, that could mean many people. And I was weary. It's like she was holding up a three, like in the Olympics, you know, and I knew I was not going on the podium.
Ugh.
Okay. I was not going to be up there with her grading me. And so I sort of brought it to a close and refunded her and just, I had her husband. He was there.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to him, but she just couldn't
let go.
Wasn't
good enough. Yeah.
Anyway, a couple of nights later, like a 3 in the morning, the husband comes, wakes me up. He wants to show me something. So he shows me a half of a toasted bagel that he scooped, you know, that was scooped out. You know, women take away 5 calories of the inside.
Oh, yes.
And then they fill it with avocado or butter or something. So he said, I just needed to give you that for her. I said. So I contact her and I tell her I've got this bagel scooped out here. And I said, does it mean anything to you? She goes, all Jewish people scoop their bagel out. That's not that. Why are you calling me with this kind of nonsense? Okay. I said, okay, I'm just like the messenger. Just remember that I said that. She
Amazing.
Got with me in a week because she was taking her daughter to see her grandfather, her husband who passed, his father. And she said, when I got there, my father-in-law says, I invented a product. And he said, I've got a sample of it, a prototype, and you can tell me if you know what it is. So she looks at this contraption. She goes, I have no idea what that is. He said, it's a bagel scooper.
No. Amazing.
Now,
her husband's trying to get through in every which way.
Every
you
which
don't
way.
Believe her.
So he
well,
did.
Here you go.
Here you go. How could Barbara come up and make this stuff up
right.
that you were going to see a bagel scooper.
Yeah,
you can't make this stuff up.
No.
And it's something she needed to hear. She said her in-laws and her fell on the floor. They couldn't believe it because she told them the story. And they were laughing and they were crying. And they realized that you know, her husband was with her
mm-hmm.
and was also with the parents
with them.
And they
mm-hmm.
knew everything that was going on.
Wow.
So to this day, this woman she gets so many messages from her husband. She has opened up like a can of tuna. She's just absolutely open and getting a lot crazy things like their social security number and things like that, really. So she is a total believer. But she never said thank you to me. Not like we're looking for kudos.
Fine. I'd love to know, what do you know your astrology or parts of your astrology at all?
I am not up on astrology. I just know I'm an Aquarius.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Why?
Well, they're like the weirdos, you know, the people that are a little bit more out there, and they're also a big, they everything they do is for the collective, for the community. It's like bigger than themselves, but they're their own like quirky character, you know, so they're very unique.
And the volunteering and like giving back and advocating for others. Totally. That's a big thing too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like me, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
I always do things try differently. I always try to bring humor into my readings.
I think that's so important.
Right. Especially.
And I have really funny eyes that would really go well with me. I can't take anything too serious.
You know?
Yeah.
Even serious stuff. I like it to be like playful.
Yeah. And I read the room because my daughter always said, read the room, Mom. Yeah. We are not laughing.
We got to do that.
Okay? So I do read the room. And I do a little test. I do a little test when I'm reading, when I'm giving them the intro. I'll say, if you want to say a few words about what I just gave you, you can. And here's an example. If I say your grandmother waddled, you know, when she walked, you could say, yes, she did. You know, she was so bow-legged. Mm-hmm. I said, that's fine. I already told you that she waddled. But do not start going on that she lost an arm in a wood chipper in 88. Okay. If I didn't tell you that, or grandma didn't tell you that, don't bring that up. I want to make sure that everything that comes out of my mouth is from spirit and not from something you told me.
Fed, yeah.
Okay.
So I give them the parameter, and I see if they, most people like smile, like, you know. And so I just try to test the waters. And if they're just like, some people are, they're crying before they even get on Zoom. I'm just completely compassionate and comforting. So I'm like a chameleon. I will be what the energy tells me to be.
Yeah.
About
how many people do you see in a day?
I used to do more and my brain was sucked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So much energy, especially trance. I have to do it at the end of a session or I'll just be jelly, you know. So now the top amount I'll do is 3, but mostly only want to do 2.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a lot of podcasts as well. So
awesome.
2 is, I don't have to push myself. I want to make sure that when I do give a reading every day, that they're good, you know,
that
I'm not pushing myself.
I'm wondering what you do to kind of like get ready for the client and like prepare yourself, and then how you like clear their energy after to reset and kind of like reclaim yours.
You know I'm supposed to clear the energy after, but it's really never bad that my God, I get rid of this. It's usually on a high note, or it's lovely. I have a little protocol that I do right before a reading, and I climb up a little ladder in my mind and give God a hug. Mm-hmm. And then come back down and roll around on the floor with 2 spirit animals, a wolf and a tiger. And then I go and play with the angels for a little bit, just say hi and give them, you know, we always do something fun. And then I go down the line and give all my guides a high five. And then they join me and we bring in my higher self. Mm-hmm. Who knows everything about me? And I get our power, and then I'm ready.
I love that.
So cute.
What does your higher self look like?
Just a ball of energy.
Mm-hmm. So fun. What a fun little protocol before. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's very playful.
Because nothing is higher vibration than gratitude. And I just tell them how, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to do this. So I'm pretty jacked
stoked.
Up you know, by the time I get on. And when you do trance, you got to sort of jack down. So
Are you getting like messages of people walking past you in the grocery store? Or is it like people coming to you? Or are you just like you have to be tapped in?
It depends. If someone starts talking about someone, I'll say, did he have like bald right at the top and purple hair over here and always wore sneakers? And they'll probably go, yes. And so sometimes just somebody talking about somebody can put something in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go in. You know, I don't go into the deli and look at the butcher and say, you got a grandmother who's only has one leg. You know, I don't really do that because it's sort of.
It's a little unethical, too.
Yeah,
exactly. Totally. People need to, especially somebody who doesn't really believe in this or want to be read. I had a friend
open.
And she said, I don't want to be read. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I went to lunch and her dad was there. And I said, I know you don't want this, but is your dad such and such? And he just gave her a message. And she was so excited and so at peace and just, it was just like amazing thing that happened to her.
It's not
so she's
scary.
Actually glad I did it. I brought it up because she could have said, no, stop there, but she didn't. So. Yeah. And they do. I do get downloads in the middle of the night. I haven't slept through the night for forever.
It's like having a baby.
You got to turn your light switch off before you go to bed.
I've been tired. Right. I've been tired since my daughter was born. That was 28 years ago. So that's great.
Things to look forward to.
Yeah. Mine's two. So.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Buckle up, lady.
I just like immediately am thinking of people in my life that would love to connect with you and work with you. And I'm wondering, I'm sure other people listening to this as well. So I'm wondering like how people find you and how they work with you.
I'm bannermedium.com. Couldn't be easier. And that connects you to my, that's my website, and I have little videos on there at the end, so you can see some of the really fun things that happen and testimonials, and you can book through there. So that's like one-stop shopping, and you can click on my TikTok or Instagram. It's all there.
What are your social media handles so we can plug them too and people could come find you?
I think it's Banner Medium or Barbara Banner Medium. It's one of those things.
We'll find it and we'll put it in the show notes so
people
can find it.
But I have a lot of other really interesting little things that happen.
Okay.
You want to hear some more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we're honoring your time.
Totally.
No, I'm good. I'm good. So I've got, I had a woman who lost a child. I am certified with Helping Parents Heal organization, which is international. And so they have certified me as the real McCoy and with find a certified medium with Mark Ireland. So I had this woman who lost a 6-year-old son. And in my readings, I let them do question and answer. Because I know people always are walking around with things in the back of their head that they want to know that maybe they didn't find out when someone passed. And I said, ask your son a question. I don't want to know what the question is so that my head doesn't get involved.
Right.
And so she goes, I asked him. I said, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a little boy riding on the back of a giant butterfly in heaven. And he's dive bombing and he's having the best time. I said, does that have anything to do with the question? She said, oh, yeah, she started to tear up. She said, the question was, what are you doing? Now, what's interesting is, she said, I bought a book after my son passed. And it was for children because he has a younger sister. And I wanted to explain about, you know, death and like what's he doing and everything like that. So in a child, a way that she would understand it. Uh-huh. And she said, in this book was a page that showed something a child on the other side might be doing. And she sent me the page and it's a little boy riding on the back.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm
so
going
to cry. That was one of the most. And then I decided I am meant to help people who have lost children.
Totally.
You have no idea how much that meant to her because it proved, number one, her son is around her because he put that into her head.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that. They put things in your head. You think you're smart. You think I came up with that? No. We have help. And that he was there while she read the book to his sister. So how comforting is that?
Yeah.
It's one of those
beautiful,
like bagel, like you can't make this stuff up.
No. You'll have to send us that picture, like a picture of the picture that we can post. Because that's beautiful. That's really wild.
I know. It is crazy. Well, when somebody books, I send them like a package of stuff, which is what to prepare before the session, what to read before the session, you know, like have tissue if you're going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Tired, all the snotty sweatshirts that leave my thing. No tissue, da, da, da. And then I have a document that says what to expect in a reading. Mm-hmm. Because if people's expectations are out of whack or way up high, like I'm going to have a code word.
Right.
That's just not, we don't really enjoy doing that. As a matter of fact, and some people sneak it in, and it's actually better to sneak it in than put us on the spot or me and put the pressure on because pressure, doubt makes drought. Okay.
Right.
There's that'll make me off my wagon here.
Right.
That. So I was reading somebody and I said, your father is sitting on a stoop, looks like New York or something. And he's just sitting out there enjoying it. He loved to be out there and watch people. And I said, and he just picked up a cigarette. He's smoking a cigarette. She goes, oh my God. I said, that's an oh my God. She said, because he never smoked. He wouldn't smoke. I said, Dad, if it's really you, show me you're smoking. And so he did.
That's so silly. That's so funny.
and I just had somebody who told me I had their uncle. And she said, she didn't tell me this, but I said, he smoked a lot. He was a real smoker. And she said, okay, thank you. Now I'll tell you. She said, I have been finding Marlboro empty boxes on the street all over the place. You know, I walk out of my house and there's Marlboro boxes. And I always felt it's crazy. I felt that it was my uncle. It was my uncle leaving these for me because we were really close. And I was waiting for you to say, because he smoked Marlboro. This was his cigarette, this red boxes. She says, I was waiting for you to mention him smoking because that because he knows that I think it's him. So now he knows I know it's him. So sometimes they'll throw something in, a funny one about that. I tell this girl, I said, okay, I've got a guy, and I have to say, he's really goofy looking. He looks like Howdy Doody. Now, I love Howdy Doody, but that's how he looked. He had freckles and red hair and a space between his teeth and a kerchief. Do you know who Howdy Doody is? It's an old puppet. Okay. She said, it could be my father or my brother. They were like identical. They both looked like Howdy Doody. And then all of a sudden, I say, well, now this guy's got a bowl and he's eating corn. He's scooping corn into his mouth. She goes, ah! She said, I just told my dad while you were doing that, Dad, if it's you, show me your favorite food. So because I said after I said, and he's eating a bowl of corn, I said, I didn't say that. That did not come out of my mouth. I don't know what happened, but it was. And she goes, it's my dad. You got my dad. So they'll do crazy things. They can move my body too. So girl, and she was, you know, I brought her mother through. And I said, whoa, I said, your mom is doing this. She's making me feel like, oh my God, you're fighting something. Mm-hmm. Were you swatting a bee away? She goes, as a matter of fact, this morning, I walked into the backyard and I was doing that because there was a bee like attacking me.
My goodness.
She goes, and I ran into the front yard and I ran straight into this giant spider web. And I completely... I said, well, your mom wants you to know that she was with you. And the girl goes, oh, this is so embarrassing. You know, she was very embarrassed that she just went insane. And sometimes a client doesn't really get it. Okay. In another reading where I said, ask your son a question and see what he says. So I said, and this was silent. I had no idea what the question was. I said, okay, your son is showing me he's squished his whole body into a glass jar, like really weird, like something you'd find on Frankenstein's laboratory, okay? Mm-hmm. Something really, really weird. And I said, does that mean anything to you for your question? She goes, no, not at all. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, okay. I like to know why Spirit showed me that. So tell me what the question was. She said, well, my husband and I just went to a rock concert, and it was my son's favorite band, but he didn't live long enough to see them in person. So my husband and I went, and I brought a jar of my son's ashes.
Oh my God.
So that I could spread them around, and that and I was just wanting to know if he was there with us.
Oh my God.
I said, wait a second, okay. I said, you don't see the connection of your son showing you he was actually in a jar and you bringing a jar of his ashes to the venue. She goes, oh, yeah. Now I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh, he was there. I said, yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So many funny ones. So many funny ones.
It sounds like you're very visual.
I am.
You hear a lot. Even some sensational things as well, maybe.
I have so much fun. You know,
so
supposedly your guides work within you, okay? They work so that you understand them and they understand you, and you're in sync. You know, they're not going to send me, a priest to be my guide. Uh-huh. It's not going to work.
Right.
So I got funny guides.
I love it.
My team, they've done some crazy things. I think one of the most crazy that I've never heard anyone say before is A couple of years ago, I got like 20 emails saying, you just sent me a confirmation that we have a meeting on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Now, I get like 20 of these confirmations for Wednesday at 2. That's okay. I said, and they said, and in the message window, it says the name of like my daughter, or someone said it's my sister or my husband. And I said, first of all, my confirmation, there's no window to put that in there. I can't physically do it. Second, I didn't make those. And then on one of the women, there's a name and it says like Rosa Gonzalez. So I called her and I said, I'm sorry, it must be some technical glitch. I didn't make these appointments for you. I didn't want people thinking that I'm trying to dig up business and make appointments for people. I said, who is Rosa Gonzalez? No. She said, how do you know the name of my housekeeper? Oh. I said, what do you mean? She goes, Rosa Gonzalez is in the message thing. I said, how would I know the name of your housekeeper?
Right.
I said, I was like beside myself. What is happening? I said, is there any reason that your housekeeper would need to talk to a medium? I didn't know where to go with this. And she said, oh my gosh, her son died 2 days ago.
Oh my God.
So chills. I found out that everybody had something going on because I can do psychic into their family if they, you know, because mm-hmm. one woman, I said, is that your daughter? She said, yeah. And I said, you know, I see that she's going through something right now. She said, she is. So it seemed that spirit made appointments for me.
Wow.
With people who could have used a reading.
That is crazy.
And that's crazy.
Did you end up doing a session with her?
Do that.
Did you end up doing a session with her?
I tried to do it with the woman whose son just died, mm-hmm. but I couldn't just start doing 20 sessions, you know.
Right.
If they wanted me, I would have just done a short one for free. But mm-hmm. Anyway, I tried to do one for the woman, but she only spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. And that was, yeah.
That is so crazy.
But I just did a lot of fun things. And some of them are so heartwarming.
Yeah.
I had a woman.
Sounds like maybe you believe in like reincarnation.
Definitely. So, I mean,
but then like
I can't tell you about it, but I
what
know
what happens with the spirit that's up there when it comes back down here. Are they still up there? Like, I feel like that part's
they're
confusing.
They're as you imagined them. Okay, we can be doing five different lives at once.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that too.
And when people ask, I said, well, they can be in 20 different places. You know, mm-hmm. they're just imagine a big chunk of energy, and they're going to want to be around you and their grandkids. So they're mm-hmm. going to cut a little slice for everybody who needs them, you know, and you get that. So yeah, they're okay. always with you. They're just never going to leave you alone.
Well, I feel like we're this greater collective energy in general, that it's like particles of ourselves really are in lots of different places, even us living right now. Like, we are
definitely
living out other timelines. Our parts of our spirit and energy are with our loved ones while we're here in the office. Like, your daughter has part of you with her right now. Like, mm-hmm. we're just all a part of that big collective energy. And I
yes.
think in spirit and in reincarnation, I even kind of believe that like our soul really, not necessarily fragmented, but like there's lots of parts of our souls living out other lifetimes.
For sure.
At the same
definitely,
time.
Definitely.
You know, it would
totally
be so like, could you imagine our whole soul in one little container like this? Like, I don't think.
No, it can contain that
whole big energy. So.
And supposedly our essence is out in.
Right.
In the auric field, even if when we die, our essence is still hanging around. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
We won't
I always
know
think
until
about
we're on the other side.
Right.
the Beatles song. I know I've mentioned it on here before, but it's something like, you are me and I am you, and you. We are all together, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
the walrus.
We're all intertwined in just this physical matter somehow. So wild.
And then you believe like where the spirit goes after, like, what is your belief on that when we leave?
Well,
Earth?
We're all, I believe, on the same plane, but we're at a different frequency.
Okay.
I mean, it's like turning the dial on a radio.
Right.
You get this transmission, but we're all here. Just
that makes me feel a little claustrophobic.
But it's expansive, yeah, but also at the same time.
It's not impeding your life, or
no.
It's not like you're seeing them.
I just imagined this room like full all of a sudden. I was like, oh.
Right. Well,
I mean,
some people say that.
I have a lot of people that have passed in my life, so it's probably kind of full.
So wonderful.
Probably full.
Was there any other last little pieces that you would like our audience to know about you before we begin to wrap things up?
I'm at a loss for words. I just hope that everybody opens up.
Me too.
Yeah.
And that one day that they can connect with their loved ones on their own.
Yeah.
And they can. At the end, I'll do something with you guys.
Okay.
At the end of a session, I always do a little exercise with the client.
Okay.
So that they can connect on their own and they can try it on their own.
I love it.
So I told a podcast host what I do. I said, I tell them I'm counting to three. And when I say three, you tell me the first thing, the first item or thing that comes into your mind. One, two, three. What is it? Okay, you guys can play along. But it has
Orange.
To be the very first thing. What did you get?
I said an orange.
I got a pickle.
Okay.
Pickle and an orange. Okay. And then I say, within the next week or so, it could be longer, I don't know, you are going to see a pickle or something orange that you are going to know it's spirit. Okay. And it's not going to be where you expect it. You can't go to the grocery store and say, I saw an orange.
Stop.
That yeah. Somewhere okay. You do not expect it. And I'm going to give you an example. So the podcast host said, an elephant. And then she said, where am I going to find an elephant? Okay.
Right.
It's not like you can go to the zoo. It has to be somewhere or some incarnation that you don't understand. So a few days later, she said, well, a couple of days later, I took my son to a mini golf place that we hadn't been to. And wouldn't you know what was one of the holes?
Right. An elephant. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And since.
Well, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Let us know. Yeah, definitely let me know.
Will.
And there was a woman who lost her husband. And I said, one, two, three. She goes, a wrench. She used to love fixing cars. And a few days later, she said, I wanted to send you a picture of him because he was really cute. And there was a band at the bottom, a Google band that went across. And I cut off his head. So anyway, she said there was like a Google band that went across it. She goes, blow up the Google logo.
My goodness.
A wreck.
Crazy.
The Google, I've never seen anything disturb a logo. If you believe, you shall receive.
That's
what I want to leave people with. It's seeing is believing. Okay. That's old school.
Mm-hmm.
It's believing is seeing, because if you don't believe it, you will just walk over that coin. You will not notice that butterfly that's been following you around. The lights that are flickering, you'll call an electrician instead of understand that it's your husband just saying hello.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We believe.
Oh, we believe.
I know you guys do. We love it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we have two questions we like to ask all of our guests here at the end. The first question is, what do you do for self-care that you just can't live without?
Meditating. Mm-hmm. For someone who never meditated in, you know, a gazillion years, when I go to sleep or if I wake up at 3 a.m, I just put on a meditation and it just calms me down. I mean, there's so many sad things that I hear during the day in a reading and so many emotions that I experience. There's nothing like it to just not think about anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to clear your mind and just get buzzed.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Everything's a lesson. Mm-hmm. So whatever happens to you that's bad or challenging, or you think you're just not going to get over this, just understand, number one, you signed up for it.
Yeah.
And number two, you're going to learn for it. And you need to learn that for your soul to evolve. We want to keep evolving. I always say the good snacks are way at the top. You want to just keep going up there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're going to grab a deck really quick.
I have the moon good. Deck here if we want to do that, or there's more in the closet.
And my question that I'm looking for is, how am I going to do later today?
Okay. I love that. How am I going to do later today?
Yes. I have a reading for a whole bunch of people and I just makes me nervous.
Oh, big group reading.
Big, big, big.
Wow. Is it like a family or friend group?
No,
or
it's
is
like
it
an
like
organization.
A whole thing.
There could be hundreds of people there. So
okay.
I am always want to do my best.
Is she going to do later today?
Well, I chose the Flower Child Tarot.
Are you both going to pull a card so we see if you guys are in sync with me?
Sure.
We can do that.
Okay, I want to get confirmation.
Okay, I got the Queen of Cups.
Oh, girl.
And what does that mean?
So the queen is like maternal energy, but like obviously the matriarch. And then cups is like your emotions. So it's like the matriarch of the emotions, and I can read from this little deck too.
I think like you are the Queen of Cups, like especially being in like a big space with lots of people, like
you're holding all the emotions.
Yeah, you're holding all of that. You're providing like nurturing energy.
The spirit's going to give me a lot of information,
like,
so I'm gonna be
full body chills, like.
Me
so
too.
Good.
I am too. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This card can indicate your possession of mother's energy. Like the queen, you understand emotions at a deep level, yours and those around you. Because of this, people come to you for a safe space. Your empathetic nature lets people express themselves and their emotions with no restrictions. This is a great quality to have considering you have strong boundaries. And you know how to care for others without letting it consume you. Literally crazy.
Wow.
This card might also signify that you may not be this person, but someone in your future will be this person. I think you are that person.
I think I am too.
I mean, you said it yourself earlier, like almost word for word.
That is incredible.
So what about the other card? Let's see what
I
get.
So I pulled Three of Pentacles. And pentacles are about like our material world. It's earth energy. It's our money, our home, stability, job, all of that. And three really is like it's a collaborative thing. So like I'm thinking you as the vessel, the channel, and then the person or people in the room and spirit. Like And, you know, it's these three pieces that come together, and in collaboration, the messages unfold and you're able to bring the heavenly, universal messages to earth side.
Materialize
like,
it.
Chills.
Wow. Yeah, like so many chills. I don't even have to read the book. Yeah, like that is, that. These cards are spot on for you. You're going to do great.
Yay!
I always say it takes three to... For the stool, you know, for a stool to hold up the stool, then they all need to be solid.
Yep.
Spirit, the medium, and the client.
Yeah.
So the three is if you got three, then it can be successful. If one of them is off, the reading's off.
Exactly. 100%. It's so spot on. And like, it's also like, I think part of this too, is this is a very successful opportunity for you coming up, but also like what you're doing is going to bring you great success in your ventures. Like this is your money too, you know?
Definitely.
This is doing what you're doing is going to be very supportive to you on Earth side.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We're so honored for you to reach out.
I need all the support I can for today.
You got it. It's going to be amazing.
We'll be with you too.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Barbara.
This episode has been produced by my husband, Curtis Burgess.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at
Waking Up The Witch.
And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at wakingupthewitch@gmail.com.
And don't forget to head over to the link in our bio on Instagram for all the ways to connect with both Amber and Taylor. And go to moonbeeswellness.com for all your self-care and witchy needs. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Ow. Ow.